With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting. State and federal officials have announced confirmed cases of bird flu at four sites in the past 3 days. On Saturday, the Iowa Department of Agriculture announced a hatchery in Kossuth County for game birds like pheasants and quail had been hit by the highly contagious virus. A backyard flock of mixed species in Cerro Gordo was also identified. On Friday afternoon, officials revealed bird flu had been confirmed in a commercial operation in Taylor County. 1.2 million chickens were laying eggs in the facility. There was also confirmation Friday the virus had been confirmed in a small flock of birds in Jones County. So far this fall, officials have identified bird flu or highly pathogenic avian influenza at 13 sites around the state. The governor's issued proclamations that authorize state agencies to assist in the proper disposal of birds that are being euthanized to try to contain the spread of the virus. The Butler County Board of Supervisors last week approved a resolution that sets out the pay for township clerks and township trustees. Township trustees are compensated at $30 per meeting. Township clerks are compensated at a total of $300 a year for their duties. The resolution approved by the Butler supervisors calls to establish an hourly rate of $13.50 when the trustees and clerks are engaged in official business outside of the previously established rates. In other business, the Butler County Board of Supervisors reviewed the public annual report on the opioid public funds the county's received of $45,573.10 to date from court settlements. The total projected over 15 years will be $209,000. Today, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors will discuss county funding allocations for the county libraries. The Franklin supervisors will also consider a drainage ditch spraying contract. The Franklin County Board of Supervisors meet today, 8:30 a.m. at the courthouse in Hampton. Today, the Wright County Board of Supervisors will meet with John Torbert from the Iowa Drainage District Association, will provide the annual update. The Wright supervisors will also meet with Sandra Jackson with the Elderbridge Agency on Aging, who will give the board her annual report and will also make a request for continued funding. The Wright County Board of Supervisors meet this morning at 9 o'clock at the courthouse in Clarion. Today, the Floyd County Board of Supervisors will discuss the 28E law enforcement agreements with several cities, including Marble Rock, Rockford, and Rudd. The Floyd supervisors will also meet with Nyacog planner John Robbins regarding the next step in the process of reviewing the county ordinance pertaining to utility-scale wind turbines and battery storage. Floyd County Board of Supervisors meet today at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Charles City. Today, the Cerro Gordo County Board of Supervisors will consider a resolution regarding the issuance of not to exceed $5 million of private school facility revenue bonds for the Newman Catholic School System project. The resolution also calls on having a public hearing about the proposal for December 11th at 10:05 a.m. The Cerro Gordo County Board of Supervisors meet today, 10 a.m. at the courthouse in Mason City. The professionals who respond to crashes and other incidents on Iowa's highways are using National Crash Responder Safety Week this week to remind everyone to watch for flashing lights ahead to protect those who protect you. To keep everyone safer on the road, states across the country have enacted move over laws to encourage motorists to either move over or slow down. If moving over is not possible when they come up on a crash scene in Iowa, our move over law states that you should move over or slow down whenever you come upon any vehicle with flashing lights. National data shows nearly 30% of people are unaware of these laws. The head of Iowa's Law Enforcement Training Academy says its facilities, processes, and training are unacceptable, and a group of state lawmakers plans to recommend more funding. Brady Carney became director of the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy in March. Last week, Carney told a State House committee there's a crisis in the recruitment of law enforcement officers, and the state's training resources have been inadequate.
And ultimately, when it comes down to brass tacks about what is your training product, what is ILEA doing for new hires, and what is it creating and supplying for training content across the state of Iowa, unacceptable.
Kearney says the academy lacks proper training facilities. State Representative Stephen Holt, a Republican from Denison, co-chairs the study committee. Holt says he went through law enforcement training in another state, and he was shocked to hear about some of the problems with Iowa's police academy.
It is very clear that we are not properly funding the ILEA in the things that they need to do to train, to have the most professional training possible, and do it as efficiently as possible.
Kearney says the curriculum is being updated as it was up to 2 decades old in some cases. He says the Academy Council worked through a major decertification backlog that meant some police officers continued to work when they should have been suspended. Last week, the Ackley City Council held preliminary budget discussions. The Ackley Council directed the city clerk to use a 5% increase on wages to begin budgeting amongst all departments that labor is accounted for. In other business, the Ackley Council approved to purchase a triangular parcel of land for $10,000 that is next to the ambulance shed. This parcel would be used for the generator that is needed in the remodeling of the ambulance shed and for personnel parking. Today, the Sheffield City Council will discuss repairs to the gazebo. We'll review the city's zoning regulations. We'll consider renewal of the city's health insurance. And we'll review the employee handbook policy for working off-site. The Sheffield City Council meets today, 5 p.m. at City Hall. The Marble Rock City Council today will hold a public hearing on a proposed amendment to the Bradford Street Economic Development District and will then consider approval of said amendment. The Marble Rock Council will discuss the city's park board, also discuss the city employee insurance package. The Marble Rock City Council meets today, 7 p.m. at City Hall. With the holiday season upon us, LifeServe Blood Center urging residents to donate blood. A couple of blood drives are planned for this month. The first will be a community blood drive in Iowa Falls on November 20th from 1:30 to 6 p.m. at the American Legion at 709 South Oak Street. The second community blood drive is scheduled for November 27th in Hampton from 12:30 to 6 p.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church. And that's at number 16 12th Avenue Northeast. To schedule a blood donation appointment, go to lifeservebloodcenter.org. Again, that's lifeservebloodcenter.org or call 800-287-4903. Again, 1-800-287-4903. The Cal School Board last week approved the annual goals as recommended by the School Improvement Advisory Committee. The goals were focused on literacy, math, and science. The Cal Board discussed an early retirement package, but no action was taken by the board. The Cal School Board also approved a snow removal bid from Brad Wessels at a rate of $55 per hour on an as-needed basis. The Belmont-Clemmie School Board today will consider a proposal by Edwise to conduct a full search to hire a new superintendent. In June of this year, the BK Board hired Edwise to perform the search for an interim superintendent. The board conducted interviews and hired Chris Bergman as the interim superintendent for this school year. There was a $1,000 discount for hiring the interim superintendent from Edwise. The full search to hire a new superintendent is $9,700, or the full search to hire the new superintendent plus follow-up will cost $10,950. The Belmont-Clemmie School Board meets today, 7 p.m. at the high school library in Belmont. Today, the Iowa Falls School Board will be asked to decide on whether or not to offer an early retirement plan. The Iowa Falls Board will also review the certified enrollment number, which for the current school year is up slightly over last school year. The Iowa Falls School Board meets today, 6 p.m. at Rock Run Elementary School. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Hampton Dumont Superintendent Aaron Becker, who will talk about the recent bond vote that failed in the school district and what he and the school board are looking at ahead of another possible vote next year. Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at radioonthego.com. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 62, and the low of 35. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.